Whether you're looking for a Chevy car, truck, or SUV, go see my friends at Apple Chevy in Tinley Park. With over 500 new and used vehicles in stock, they have what you're looking for and at the lowest price possible. Go to applechevy.com.
And now, the Rokan Show presents News or Ruse, a true game of true wit and skill. And now, here's your master of ceremonies, Rokan.
Thank you, Christophe. I am very, very happy to be bringing you this edition, a very special 4:40 p.m. on a Thursday edition of News or Ruse. And Anna's going to be the co-host of this today.
Right.
Dueling heads. I'm going to let Andy and Judy and Esmeralda battle this thing out like there's no tomorrow. And I just want to say that Esmeralda is a tough, tough, tough competitor.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Why don't you, Anna, why don't you introduce us to the contestants?
The contestants today, we have Tom playing with Judy. Watch out, Tom. Lorraine with Andy. And we have Chris playing with Esmeralda.
Okay.
Chris and Esmeralda, right. Lorraine and Andy, and Tom and Judy. That sounds like a like a puppet show.
Yeah. Yeah, wait. It's more like a Chucky doll, but it is what it is.
Could
all right,
be. Could turn that way.
All right, here we go. Are you ready? Let's see, Tom. We're gonna start with you. We always have to start with Judy because somehow she thinks that the numbers are rigged here. As often they are.
Only when I lose. When I win, of course, everything's on the up and up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Tom, are you there? Are you ready to go, sir? Tom.
Yes, sir.
All right. Tom is calling from the space shuttle. The International Space Station, I can tell right now.
I hope he's an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
That'll help. That'll be help.
That might help. All right. Tom and Judy, here is your first headline. Here's your first headline. Prepare yourself, Tom. Woman to sue eBay for denying her right to sell plots of land on the sun.
What do you think, Tom?
Ruse.
Tom's a man of
you know
a
what?
Few words.
I think that's true. I think I read that this week. Or last week or some week. I got to say true.
Tom, do you concur?
Okay, I will concur.
It is, in fact, true.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
Wow, Judy.
It is, in fact, true, yeah.
You know, sometimes those long ones, they're just true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. That's one theory. Here we go. The next one. This is for Lorraine and Andy. Hoosier Lottery debuts new bacon-scented lottery tickets. Hoosier Lottery debuts bacon-scented lottery tickets. News or ruse?
What do you think, Lorraine?
I think that's probably true.
It sounds stupid enough to be true, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It does.
Let's go with it.
Okay.
We're going true.
It is true.
Ooh,
nicely
baby,
done.
Good.
They are offering people the possibility of winning a 20-year supply of meat. A bacon.
Nice job. Nice job, Lorraine.
All right.
Well done.
Chris and Esmeralda, here you go. PETA wants memorial for chickens killed in Saskatchewan highway crash.
You know, PETA's kind of crazy. I want to say news.
I would definitely go news as well.
All right. That's your final answer?
Final answer, news.
As Regis would say, final answer, it is true.
All right, this is for...
We get a special horn sound.
Yeah, it's a little extra buzz on it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yours was a little slightly broken. All right.
Tom and Judy, man's will leaves most belongings to wife, leaves house to his dog.
Oh, my God.
Is it in Florida, did you say?
No, it didn't mention a state.
Oh, okay.
Man's will leaves most belongings to wife, leaves house... to his dog.
That happens all the time, but...
All right, come on, people.
Tom, Judy, do we have an answer?
We have to end this before the Hawks game tomorrow night.
Yes.
It's so esoteric and nonspecific. What do you say, Tom? I got the last one right.
I would say those. True.
You can say true.
Is that the answer?
Yes.
Thank you, Ro. I didn't have that button available, so I was doing them.
You're welcome.
Nice job, Tom.
Oh, Judy's beating up on Tom now. This is great.
I just love the anger in Judy. It's like, I got the last one right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
You better make up for that one, Tom, the next round.
Imagine you forget to pick Judy up for a date or something. Woo! Look out. All right.
Just kill yourself.
Lorraine and Andy. Okay. One way Walmart is motivating workers, less Celine Dion on the PA system.
Oh, boy.
That would motivate me, Lorraine. I know that.
I don't know. I think I'm going to – I read about that today, but they're changing their wardrobes and that. I'm going to say that's ruse.
You'd say that's a fake-o.
I think it's a ruse. Yeah, let's go ruse.
Oh, I'm sorry, kids. That is absolutely a true story.
That's ruse. I'm sorry.
I'm not going to get angry.
Okay.
You know what? I just want to say one thing to you, Lorraine. You're very lucky you're not playing with Judy.
Okay.
All right, here's one. Kansas residents protest tornado season with non-stop drink-a-thon. Chris and Esmeralda. Kansas residents protest tornado season with non-stop drink-a-thon.
How do you protest that? I mean, that sounds like a great way to protest.
I
want to say ruse.
I'd love to protest that way. So I'm going to say true.
Uh-oh.
Go on. News, then.
News.
That is a fake headline. Do we have that?
Yes.
That's what I was looking for.
Getting interesting here, huh?
Yeah, it is. It is. Pressure's on.
No one has gotten one right in the second round.
Oh.
What does that mean as we head into the... good.
Okay. Was that Tom?
Yeah, no, you know what I like about this, too, is people are getting as cranky as Judy.
It's contagious.
I think that's a really good way to go. All right, we're going to come back on the other side here. It's going to be round three, but right now we're all tied at one answer correct. So we've got to see here. This could be one of the we went through, what was it, 17 questions, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, 27 questions a couple of weeks ago. It was like a triple overtime. Like a Hawks game.
Yeah, yeah, it really was. And it got just about as brutal with Judy involved.
That's right. We're back with another edition of News or Ruse, and it's an interesting one. And we're playing for some great prizes, by the way. We've got Tom playing with Judy, Lorraine playing with Andy, Chris playing with Esmeralda, and Judy is just as cantankerous as one would imagine her to be. Now, here for the winner gets a concert two-pack, a pair of tickets, not two-pack, he's no longer with us, but two-pack, a pair of tickets to Ring of Fire, the music of Johnny Cash, playing at the Mercury Theater Chicago through June 28th. This inspired musical journey, hold on a second, I got to read this, otherwise he won't give us the tickets. This inspired musical journey promises to be foot-stomping, crowd-pleasing, salute to the American legend. Get tickets at mercurytheaterchicago.com or call 773-325-1700. And a pair of tickets to see the Bodines in Aurora at River Edge Park on Saturday, June 13th. How about that? Tickets at the gate or at riveredgeaurora.com. And then our two runners-up will get $50 gift cards, one to Paisano's Pizza and Pasta, voted number one by The Oprah Show, and online at paisanoschicago.com. And then a $50 gift certificate, he slurred, to Rudy's Bar and Grill, a Chicago classic bar and grill located in Madison between Michigan and Wabash. All right. Did I get all that business done? I did. All right. Here we go.
Great prizes.
All right. We go back. We go right back to the top here. Tom and Judy. Tom and Judy, here is your headline. Man on naked bike ride gets ejected after becoming aroused.
Oh. Where was this at?
Does not say, sir.
No further details.
No further details. Pending information.
Dejected.
It's true.
A man on a naked bike ride gets ejected after becoming aroused.
Yes.
I saw the headline a couple days ago. I did not read the story because I didn't even care.
What were you reading?
But I thought to myself, this will be on News or Ruse.
Okay.
This is how scary it is. Okay, all right, okay. All right. Okay, I get it.
Tom just doesn't want to get beaten up. He doesn't care if he wins.
All right, are you going with, are you going to go with Judy
Tom,
on that?
Tom, it's your, hey, it's your prize, yes or no? Okay, you want to agree with me?
Yes.
All right, he's going with yes, and yes, it is correct. That is the answer.
Okay. We are Lorraine and Andy. You guys ready?
Let's do it.
Yes, okay. We are.
Woman to sue eBay for denying her right to sell plots of land on the sun.
Wait, we already did that one.
We did that one?
Are you trying to cheat?
Ooh, nope. Let's cancel that one.
Wait, that was our question.
We have like 17 pages of questions here, and I missed crossing that one out. But here's one. Here's one. Okay. Wall Street CEO. Have we done this one? Wall Street CEO turns down $2.2 million bonus he did not deserve. Lorraine and Andy.
Sounds like it. I don't know. What do you think, Andy?
Boy, ethics? not so sure that applies there, but stranger things have happened. What's your first thought?
I would say it's true.
Let's go with true.
Okay, thanks.
It is indeed. Nicely done.
Way to go, Lorraine.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Chris and Esmeralda, you have got to get this right to stay in it.
I mean, I was right before, but you know.
Keurig inventor regrets his invention.
I'm going to say that's news, Chris.
I will also say that's news.
Oh, yes, that's correct. All right, here we go. Tom and Judy.
Oh, boy.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Hall & Oates sue makers of Hall & Oates granola. Hall & Oates sue makers of Hall & Oates granola.
I don't think I've ever heard of Hall & Oates granola.
And they don't seem to be too litigious anyway.
Wait. Come on, people. Moving along.
We don't have all day, as my chemistry teacher used to say in Lane Tech High School.
Actually, I think it's true.
Are you looking it up, Judy?
Are you Googling?
I don't like the way. She's like, all right, hold on.
Wait, and she had
that, yeah. That Google kind of sound.
You know why? Because I think I read that one, too. I think I played one of their songs.
Okay. No Googling, Judy.
What is your answer? Yes or no?
Can you read it again, please?
Hall & Oates sue makers of Hall & Oates granola.
Hall & Oates?
Hall &
Oh, God.
Apostrophe. Right. No, just like the governor.
Is it a headline or not?
Yeah, I say true.
Tom.
Okay, I'll go with it.
Wise choice.
Yeah, you will.
You got it right. Okay, here we go. Lorraine and Andy, you got to get this right to stay in it.
Okay.
School official presses charges for cheering at graduation.
Ooh. There's always cheering at a graduation, isn't there?
That's right. But I don't know if they should press charges, but hey, who knows? Maybe they did. I'll say true.
You're going to say true?
What do you say? I'm going with you. Whatever you think.
All right, that's correct.
Good call. Way to go, Lorraine.
There we go.
Okay.
Chris and Esmeralda got to stay in this.
Chris and Esmeralda to stay in the game. Preschool mistakenly raided over anonymous drug OP tip.
That could happen.
It could.
What do you think, Chris?
I'll go with news. I think it could happen.
Let's do news. Come on, Chris.
I'm sorry. No, that's Chris and Esmeralda.
Could happen, though.
But Chris, you're going to get the $50 gift card to Rudy's Bar and Grill. That's excellent, by the way. If you ever want to stop by, you should stop by there. I just gave you $50 to go there, so go do that. All right, here we go. Back to the top. Tom and Judy. Lil Wayne attended an anti-violence charity basketball game and fought a referee.
As referee. Did he do it on a dare?
Lil Wayne attended an anti-violence charity basketball game and fought a referee.
I think it's true.
You're going to go with true? True? News or ruse?
I feel like they're all true. That's my only concern.
I think if it was true, it would probably have made them, you know, sent out there more. I don't remember seeing anything.
All right. Yes or no?
All right, guys.
I think it's true.
Okay, let's go with it.
True.
Yes.
Oh my God. I know. That's, the scary part is it's true. All right, here you go. Lorraine and Andy, you got it. This is all over.
Tom and
Judy, unless Lorraine and Andy can pull this off. Go ahead.
Okay. Come on,
okay.
Andy.
Listen up, guys. All Florida right. man okay. exposes himself outside Babies R Us because that's what ladies like.
Ooh, that's probably true because ladies like that.
Oh, my God.
True, but Andy, what do you think?
I'm with you. I'm backing you up. Let's go.
All right, okay. Quick answers. We like that, and it's the right answer.
Nice work.
Oh, my gosh. All right, back to you, Tom and Judy.
Okay.
Florida store robber scared off by oven timer.
You're doing really well.
Florida store robber scared off by oven
it's
timer.
It's Florida.
Quickly.
It's got to be true.
Leave it to the Floridians. Okay, I'll go with true.
That is correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Right, Lorraine and Andy, here you go.
Lorraine
to stay in it.
And Andy to stay in it.
Ready.
Florida man holds reporter at gunpoint for making Florida look bad.
See, I don't remember seeing anything like that.
I don't either, but you tell me what you think, Andy.
My first thought is ruse, but again, I'm going to defer to you.
Well, I'm going to say I'll go with you then.
I'm sorry, what was the answer?
Bruce. I'll go with
Andy. Bruce. You said Bruce. Yes, correct.
That is correct. All right, here we go. Back to you, Tom and Judy. Tom and Judy.
Okay.
Don't mess with our butthole, say residents.
God.
Where does this
doesn't
come
say.
From?
News or ruse, quickly.
God.
Judy.
Don't mess with our butthole, say residents. Mm-hmm. That's just so dumb. Tom, you got to take one by yourself.
Ruse.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is true. It is true. Yeah.
All right, Lorraine. Here we
don't
go.
Worry, Tom. We can still be in it. We're going to still be in it.
This could be it.
Okay, Lorraine and Andy, you ready for the headline?
Do it.
Ready. Food giant Kesko renames meatless meatballs, now simply balls.
I don't know. That don't sound too good, but... what do you say, Andy?
It'd be a tough marketing campaign, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
I'm going to
go with
balls.
Whatever you think.
All right, come on. Move it along here.
Okay. What do you say?
Go ahead, Lorraine. I'm gonna defer in.
Okay. I guess I'll say ruse.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tom and Judy take the whole thing. There's another edition of News or Ruse. And, Tom, congratulations. You're getting the concert two-pack with the music of Johnny Cash and the Bodines playing in Aurora. Thank you all for playing another edition of the fastest-growing American talk show, game show in America.
Something like that.
Something like that. Some deal like that. All right. Judy Pilak, the winner of News and Ruse again.
Of course.
And the world writes itself.
Mm-hmm. She's got her news, her actual real news in 2 minutes.
You've been listening to News or Ruse on 720 WGN. Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.